Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Opposition calls for the Prime Minister to order an independent inquiry into the events leading to the resignation of former ACC Minister Nick Smith were handled in the House by his deputy, Bill English, who faced this question from his Labour counterpart, their deputy leader, Grant Robertson.
My question is to the Prime Minister. Will he agree to the requests of former Minister the Honourable Dr Nick Smith and others for an inquiry about the Minister's role in the ACC case of Bronwyn Pullar and surrounding issues? If not, why not?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, on behalf of the Prime Minister, no. First, I've accepted Dr Smith's resignation because of his errors of judgment, which deals with those matters. And secondly, there are independent investigations underway by both the Privacy Commissioner and the police into other related matters.
The Deputy Prime Minister then faced this question from Mr Robertson.
Will the inquiry being undertaken by the Privacy Commissioner look at whether any of the following had an influence on how Bronwyn Pullar's case was handled? Nick Smith's letter on her behalf, her connections to other National Party MPs, her connection to the former National Party President, her connection to board members of ACC, and if not, isn't an independent inquiry necessary?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, that would be a question best directed to the Privacy Commissioner about what matters they are covering. And the member can get answers to the other questions by asking ACC or asking Ms Pullar.
Mr English also faced questions from New Zealand First Leader Winston Peters.
If the Privacy Commissioner is restrained to issues of confidentiality and the police are restrained to issues of criminality, why is he trying to flannel this Parliament by saying that's a good enough inquiry on the issues of political impropriety?
The Honourable Bill English.
Well, Mr Speaker, the matter of political impropriety has been dealt with swiftly and with serious accountability, in contrast to how those matters used to be dealt with by the previous government.
Mr English then ran into trouble when he tried to expand on that answer in response to another question from Mr Peters.
The Prime Minister has been more comfortable dealing with this issue than a previous Prime Minister was dealing with that member when he had lobbying.
No, order. 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 I think it's going to lead to serious disorder in the House if I allow the Minister to go down that track.
Meanwhile, wandering off the track altogether, the Minister of Defence, Jonathan Coleman, caused some merriment when his answer to yet another patsy question about the new helicopters for the Air Force prompted this request from one of his Labour predecessors in the portfolio.
Point of order, the Honourable Phil Goff.
Mr Speaker, it seems the Minister might be quoting from an official document prior to not 2008, and I wonder if he could table it.
Let me check with the Minister. Is the Minister quoting from an official document?
No, I'm actually quoting from my answers.
Order.
Well, I can tell it. Let me rephrase that. I'm quoting from the material that my office has prepared.
Order. I thank the Minister
for answering these questions. Order.
Now to the committee rooms and this report from Rhys Lyon.
A bill which grants more rights to the victims of crime and their families was the subject of submissions to the Justice and Electoral Committee. One submission came from Joanne Todd, who supported the bill but said the law failed to support the families of murder victims whose killers are found not guilty by reason of insanity.
Where the verdict outcome is not guilty by reason of insanity, victims and their families are subsequently stripped of their rights that are afforded to victims of crime where mental health is not a factor. My personal experience is that the not guilty by insanity verdict removes a level of culpability from the perpetrator of the crime, in this case, the murderer of my brother. The not guilty by reason of insanity verdict thereby minimises a horrific crime and subsequently discriminates further against victims and their families by removing their status for victims' rights.
Labour MP Leanne Dalziel agreed with Ms Todd's concern and said New Zealand could learn from overseas examples.
In other countries, they find people guilty of the act but not culpable because they weren't capable of forming the intention or legal culpability. And I think you've raised something again that's certainly bothered me for a very, very long time.
It's very hard as a victim to know that a crime has almost been legitimised or has been... It's like it hasn't occurred because he's been found not guilty by reason...
Not guilty means it hasn't occurred, but it has.
It has, exactly.
Yeah, so, I think you've given us a real challenge.
Labor MP Leanne Dalzell speaking in reply to Joanne Todd, who appeared before the Justice and Electoral Committee to make a submission on the Victims of Crime Amendment Bill.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.